In years during Chevy's summer drive sales event. Come in today and get $8,100 off MSRP on select 2024 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 models or low 1.9% APR up to 36 months. Drive home in a new 2024 Chevy Equinox and get $1,500 off MSRP or 1.9% APR up to 36 months. For back-to-school savings, come to Longbine Auto Plaza or visit us online 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
KVU News Time 8:30, Newsmaker 2 Time here today. We're pleased to have with us Carrie Moyer, one of the SOS Strong Ambassadors, as we talk about a special activity taking place this weekend.
Carrie, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here.
Well, thanks for taking the time to have me on.
I want to ask you, Carrie, before we start talking about what's coming up this weekend, how things are going for you with your SOS Strong effort, and B, really what prompted you to put yourself out in front of people as an SOS Strong ambassador?
Well, I think that, you know, as far as how it's going is, you know, there have been some people that have already donated some of their money to the cause, and which is really nice. You know, I've had a lot of conversations with folks about it. As far as what prompted me is, Kara Codney had reached out about being an ambassador, and I know several people that have been ambassadors and are current ambassadors, and really just doing what I do for a living with Crosswinds, you know, being an advocate for people and helping. It's a great organization. SOS is really doing great work, empowering and advocating for victims of, you know, domestic violence, you know, human trafficking, child abuse and neglect. You know, they do a lot of good work, and, you know, just felt like something that I should be a part of.
Well, let's ask how things are going, because it's been, well, we're getting pretty close to the deadline, I think, for the SOS campaign to be wrapping up here for SOS Strong. How's your effort gone?
Well, it's going well. I have, like I said, I've had several people that have reached out and donated funds to the cause, to the fundraiser, and I scheduled a group ride and partnered with Merchant Cycles and Mulready's Pub to do a short group ride and a breakfast on the 17th, which is this coming Saturday at 8 a.m. You know, we're asking for a $30 donation to be a part of the ride and the breakfast, and the proceeds going to SOS Strong. So I've heard a lot of people that are showing interest in it. I've talked to some people that are, and there's been some interest displayed on the social media posts about the event.
Well, people want to participate on the ride Saturday morning. Carrie, how can they get involved?
Well, so the ride, you can go on, the SOS Strong has, on the website, it has it's posted up, as well as like on Facebook. There's ways to mark. I mean, I'm posting it. It's shared on social media, so you can, you know, click the box on there that you would like to attend, and then there's directions on how to actually donate the money, like going through Venmo, through SOS Strong. People can also bring, you know, cash the morning of, and we could do it that way, as far as it, then the money would make its way to SOS. But it's just kind of showing up or going online or going to one of the venues to kind of check the box. The breakfast part's limited to 50 people because Joe Reed is going to be the one doing the preparing of the breakfast, so we have to kind of limit the number of people that they'll be able to eat, you know. But of course, if somebody wanted to just come and ride and weren't necessarily interested in eating the breakfast and wanted to come and join us and then, you know, donate something to the cause, that would be fine as well. But yeah, I mean, that's the main thing. You just show up or go on one of the, go online or onto the website and, sign up, and then that's also where somebody would donate the actual funds through Venmo or the avenues the SOS has to collect that money.
So Carrie, where will the ride be taking us?
So it's just, you know, going to be a short 18-mile route that takes you outside of Emporia, and just a gravel ride, you know, a fairly flat, casual pace gravel ride, just outside of Emporia and around and coming back in. So we'll start behind Merchant Cycles in the parking lot, and then we'll end behind Mulready's Pub, and the breakfast will be served on the patio area at Mulready's Pub that morning.
You know, I love how you gravel grinders put like 18 miles as short.
That's you know,
like just a teeny little ride.
It's kind of an appetizer.
18 miles.
Well, forgive me for that. I guess,
you're great.
You know, we do start thinking along those lines a bit. So,
speaking of food,
but it is no drop. So anybody, somebody wanted to come, and somebody can go as at whatever their pace is, and one of us that do this a lot would be sure to hang with them and make sure that they got out there, were supported, and got back for the breakfast as well.
Okay.
I have to ask. Speaking of breakfast, what is on the menu? Has Joe told you?
Yeah, eggs. This is the last conversation. Eggs and bacon and something like that.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's a good way to get started.
Yeah,
that's a good.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Curious. The pub will have coffee available as well. So.
Oh, nice. Good deal. Great way to get started here for the ride. I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned here about a lot of people coming to you and talking about potentially donating and things like that, learning more about the SOS mission. Have you had more people kind of talking to you since you become an SOS Strong Ambassador about their personal experiences, kind of helping to lend some more weight to what you're doing?
Not a lot of real detailed sort of testimonial type conversations, but definitely conversations with there are things that have touched my life, or I know people, that sort of conversation. Nothing, no deep dives on anything, but definitely a sharing of there are people that need this help. I either know people or close or at distance. So yeah, those conversations happen, and people aren't coming to me and doing deep dives on their own personal experiences necessarily, but I'm definitely getting feedback about the value of that support.
So, Carrie, has this been a good experience?
Yeah. I mean, it's anytime you're able to give back to your community and help people in need, it's a worthwhile, good experience.
Outstanding.
So I'm wired that way, so this works out.
Good deal. All right, Carrie, remind folks the when and where and kind of where we're headed here with the ride on Saturday.
So, again, it's on Saturday morning, meeting behind Merchant Cycles at 8 a.m., heading out from there, doing an 18-mile loop, just out away from town a bit and then coming back in. Casual pace, no drop, meaning, everybody is going to be, we're going to stay together and get back to Emporia, go over to the pub, and have breakfast with Joe and Meg and the folks there. So,
all right. Well, Carrie, hey, thanks for stepping up and being SOS Strong, and good luck with the ride coming up this weekend.
Well, thank you so much, and you have a great rest of your day. I appreciate
right.
you.
You too.
You too. You too.
Carrie Moyer, SOS Strong Ambassador, fundraising bike ride. Group ride coming up this Saturday morning. Looks like it's going to be a nice morning for it, too.
It sure does.
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, you're looking at temperatures basically getting started, in the mid to upper 60s. The way it sounds, it looks like things are going to be dry, lots of sunshine, and you'll be back before the temperatures get to the low 90s on that ride. So if you want to be part of the Newsmaker 2 spots, 820 to 840, depending on some of our specialty interviews on the morning show, let us know at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Right now, we're full until Friday. Tomorrow we'll have the monthly Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Darty, and with a kind of a big back-to-school feel taking place all the way through our interview schedule tomorrow. Our Newsmaker 2 will be at 8:40 as Police Captain Ray Mattis discusses all those back-to-school safety measures that you need to keep in mind.
Yeah, very important. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longbineauto.com. It is 8:38, 72 degrees. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Just released in the Uvalde, Texas school massacre investigation, police body cam footage.